Hey everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes here, also known as the gal who speaks with animals, and I'm really excited to share this episode with you because it's an opportunity for you to hear a class that I was teaching and a really great group of people that are learning and expanding in communicating with animals. And in this particular time together, we were spending time learning how to communicate with the animals that are in our lives. So the animals that we have in our families, in our homes, and being able to kind of expand our heart space, open up and talk with them. And so throughout the class, this was a 2.5 hour class. And so what I've done here is I've taken the class and I've just edited into some clips for you to listen. I've never actually shared an opportunity for you to listen how it is that I teach or how I share, and to maybe kind of experience a bit of a flavor as to what it might be like should you ever like to learn animal communication. So again, you're going to hear different clips, so you may find that it flows in sound, but what I've done to protect my students' privacy is I've taken out their information and things that they might have said. And you will hear one of my students speak, but I did get her permission to be able to do that. And so just kind of sharing with you, again, a flavor of what it might be like to take a class with me or to take an animal communication course with me. And so I really hope you enjoy this. It includes an exercise that you can actually do to prepare if you want to talk with your animals and the animals in your life. We also talked about the art of asking questions and how we can really open up a dialogue with animals and how to do that when we're in regular conversation, how to do that when we're in conversations about sensitive topics or topics if an animal is talking about something that's very sensitive, emotional, or traumatic for them. And then we ended up talking a little bit about our inner parts. And I find this part fascinating. And so I really hope that you do too. So I invite you to come on in with me and get some experience in learning what it might be like to be part of a class here with Awaken with Animals. I am so glad that you're here. Welcome to this episode. Let's go explore it together and let's do it now. Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. When I tap into the energies of the animals as our teachers, what I do is I just allow them to come forward. So I may be talking out loud right now, so I'm using that linear aspect of me, but the super conscious mind of me, the right side of my brain aspect, is really just allowing them to bring it forward. So I'm really not even thinking, please bring it through. What is it? I'm just allowing it to come. So sometimes you'll see me, and I always tend to look this way when I'm tapping in somewhere. And so I'll look, and then sometimes you'll hear me breathe or you'll hear me become silent. And that's because I'm just allowing. And so tonight, when you are connecting in with our animal teachers, inviting just that space in between the spaces, if that makes sense. The space in between the breaths. Asking a question and then allowing a space and hearing those in between, if this makes sense, right? So connecting in with the animal teachers and connecting in with what they're bringing forward. I'm hearing about bringing things in closer through our hearts. So I'm being brought back. Remember how we talked about our heart centers? I heard there's somebody, her name's Tracy Clark, and she's in the Toronto area. And I just heard her talk the other day, and she was talking about, you know how we have computer hard drives? Well, she talks about our heart drives kind of being the same thing, right? So a computer has a hard drive, which holds all the information of the computer and all of that. Well, we have our heart drive, which holds all of our information as well. And I really liked how she said that. So when the animals were bringing forward, bring everybody in closer, myself included, bring everybody in closer and let's connect with our hearts. That heart drive thing came forward because this really is our space in which we can listen from. And if you remember back in level one, we talked about our three brains. So when we were actually, you know, an embryo, when the egg was fertilized, neural cells started growing and forming in our gut. So it was our gut that actually got formed first. And then the neural cells started going up the spinal column and forming in our heart, and then going up and forming in our brain. So remember that we need this brain in our heads, the ones that we're used to using, but we also can work with our other two brains as well. So it's shifting out from here only, and it's working with them together, meeting at the heart. And so connecting in this way, what feels like is coming forward is the opportunity to, there's two options kind of coming forward. So number one is connecting with an animal that's in your life and spending some time with them tonight in communication. Let's stick with the animals that are in our life. And spend some time and just open up dialogue with them. Sometimes opening up dialogue with them could mean having a conversation. How you doing, Aisha? Great, I'm doing good too. You know, Spencer, how's your day going today? Oh, it feels like you had a really good time when you were here. Okay, great. It can be like that, but it could also be just spending time feeling, sensing what it's like to be in the presence of each other's energy. And it doesn't necessarily mean that there has to be words coming with that, right? So it's kind of like releasing expectation and just see what happens. So it's kind of like, Lynn, I could say, Lynn, how are you today? How are you today, Lynn? Good. Awesome. Did you do anything special today or?
Nope.
No. Just work. How was work?
Busy.
Busy. Yeah. It's a busy time of year, it sounds like, eh? Yeah. So you see how we're just talking? We're just talking, right? You could do that. Or, Megan, would you be open to just sitting here with me? Awesome. Thank you. You have really beautiful energy, Megan. Wow, that's really cool. You know, and it's just sitting in each other's presence, right? And it's just spending that time with them. So whether it's an open dialogue, whether it's just, you know, you can also do kind of like a heart ping. So it's kind of like, Pat, can I send you a heart hug from my heart to yours?
Yes, please.
Awesome. Sending it now. Do you want to send one back?
Yeah.
So again, we shared energy together, but we actually did something with each other, right? So it's kind of like play, have fun, see what happens. Ask your animal to be your teacher and to come forward in the way that they want to at this time. How can they teach you? What can they show you? And what, you know, put on those imagination glasses. Get that fun and that playfulness and just see what happens. And if they end up being serious with you and they're not playful at all, that's okay. Sometimes we can be playful and the person we talk to isn't as playful. Think about it like when you talk to anybody. Sometimes it's not always a two-way thing, right? That person might, I talk with my sister, she's like up the wall with energy and I'm like really neutral, right? And so, but we still have a great conversation together. So just spend some time doing that. So does everybody have an animal in mind that they would like to talk with that's in your lives right now? Remember, we're building our toolbox, right? And sometimes photos help, sometimes we don't need them. So if you feel like you want to have a photo there as well, you can get that together too. So does anybody want to work with their photo? So taking a moment, setting our intention, taking up space in our chair, becoming present with here and now, feeling what it's like to sit with our bum on the floor or on the chair or on the couch, wherever we're sitting. What it feels like to have our back up against the place that we sit. Bringing the intention forward of connecting in and communicating with a beautiful animal loved one that's in our lives. Taking this time together and asking them to be our teacher. Asking them to bring forward however they want to teach us in being able to hear their voice, to feel their voice, to sense their voice. To shift into the receiving mode of their presence. And to just have, whether it's a verbal conversation, a conversation of sharing energy with no words, sending a heart hug back and forth to each other, whatever will be in the best way. And so as you keep breathing, imagine yourself in this beautiful heart-shaped bubble. This heart-shaped bubble is within the space that you're in. And it has the parameters of like being in this special space. And the space is just for you and that particular animal. And it's a heart-shaped for a reason, because it's reminding you to come from your heart. Let your heart lead. And invite your animal to come into this heart space with you. Open your heart. Allow your heart space to expand. And open it up another layer. Open it up another layer and watch that beautiful heart space expand with you. Imagine it expanding with you. And breathe. Coming from your heart is this beautiful, golden, blinking light. And it reaches out from your heart to the heart of the animal that you are communicating with. Ask them to meet you in the middle, heart to heart, and allow that beautiful golden light to link you both. Take the next 10 minutes. Spend time with your animal in communication without expectation, and allow whatever happens to come forward now. What have you noticed from all of everybody's conversations? Do you find that everybody's was the same? Obviously not, right? But did you find that everybody had their own unique experience? So some animals were very open to having a flowing conversation. Others were kind of like, you know what? I'll be here and I'll spend time with you, but it's kind of, I'm going to kind of come in and out of my attention with you. And then we have Rudy, who's like, you know what? This isn't my turn. There's somebody else that wants to come through here, so I'm going to allow that. Think about if we were to have these conversations with another human. The same thing happens. Sometimes we have conversations with other humans and we're just like, right? So other times we're like, you know, talking to them and they're kind of like looking around, you know, squirrel, you know, all this kind of stuff or whatever, right? And the flow just isn't there. Other times we talk, have you ever talked to somebody and you're right in conversation with them? My brother did this to me many years ago. I was like talking with him and he gets up and walks away. And I'm thinking on his mind and he just really wasn't hearing me talk. So these happen in human interactions. You will find that the same things will happen in our energetic interactions and communications with our animals. Right? Just because they're an animal in our life does not mean that they're going to be like, yes, and, right? Sometimes they will. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes they will. And sometimes we'll be like, so what do you want to say? Ah, blah, 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 blah. And they'll be talking all, right? And sometimes they'll walk away and say, no, I have nothing to say right now. Just like humans do. So it's being aware and mindful. And that's why I remember Nemo, he had a procedure done at the vet. And I remember like Nemo and I are like this, like we are stuck to each other's hips. And I remember he didn't want anything to do with me. And I remember trying to help him and want to say, what do you need? And, you know, I'm here to, and he's like, no. Like, you need to leave me alone. That's what I need, right? And it reminded me that just because he's an animal who's so unconditional and is so communicative with me, sometimes he got a little floppy, and that's okay, right? But because he's an animal, sometimes I forget, and I think it has to be, no, we have to be in constant flow, right? We need to do what we need to do, and they need to do what they need to do. And so it's really interesting when we have conversations with animals. I remember I reached out to, it was a kitty. And I asked if we could talk, and I got no. Rarely I get a no, right? Rarely I get a no, but sometimes you do, right? And so I remember, but instead of just saying, oh, okay, then, cut it off, I just said, okay, absolutely. Can I just ask you, do you just not want to talk to me, or can I come back another time? And I'm like, no, you can come back. I just don't want to talk right now. So it's like, okay, no problem. And then that way I knew that I was able to come back. So it's respecting boundaries, just like we would with a human interaction. Our animals have wants and needs and thoughts and wishes and desires and preferences, and they'll let us know. So it's really interesting. So still staying in connection because you still have a connection to the animals that you're communicating with. What's a specific question that you could ask them if you could ask them? Think of a question that you would like to see from their perspective on. You still have the connection, and then go back with them and ask them the question. And just take a couple minutes and do that now. Because of our emotional attachment to our animals, it can be, doesn't mean it has to be, it can be more challenging to hear them. But they're here to help us, and we definitely can hear them, feel them, sense them, and receive their messages. I think, you know, that the some really important kind of pieces from tonight is to remember that communicating with animals and having a conversation with them is the same as having a conversation with a human, meaning they can be engaged in the conversation, they can be kind of listening with one ear open and the other ear listening to something else. They can be squirrel and off they go, or they could just be like, I don't want to talk. I have nothing to say right now. And to know that, right? The other thing as well, and this kind of ties into, Carrie, with what you're bringing up with kind of like, you know, something comes through and how do I kind of take that and extract from it? What questions do I ask? How do I do that? And I think that, you know, if you were to think of a conversation, so give me an example. I don't know if it's the sand cat that you want to give an example of or whoever, but give me an example of something that an animal has brought through for you where you're kind of like, okay, what do I do with it? How do I know what to ask from here? Can you think of one?
I'm trying to think like just off the top of my head right now, but I feel like just after this exercise that we just did has really helped me with that. Because keeping it as like I'm talking to a human, you know what I mean? Like it's just like that kind of conversation and the flow. Because I think it's important that I'm still talking versus just trying to focus on listening. It's like, well, they can't really answer me if I'm not actually asking anything. So in a way, like the sand cat, had it been like this weekend coming, I probably would have handled that completely different. And instead of me just being like, what's wrong? Like, you seem anxious. Like, and I was just so focused on that with, you know, the kids that were kind of there too. And it's like, but if I could have phrased that differently to, you know, have it go a little bit better, like more of a flow versus just be like, what's wrong? You know, because, and actually it just me as a human, I do go into that, you know, fix it mode very fast when I know something's wrong. And, you know, just thinking that, okay, I can't just jump to what the problem is. There's a backstory to it, you know? So, yeah. I don't know if that really answers that question, but
absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. It does. It does. And it's a really great learning as well. And more tools for that toolkit or toolbox that we're building here, because sometimes we'll find animals will talk and they'll give us full sentences. Other times they'll just give us feelings. Other times they'll give us one word answers or maybe two word answers. And so when we get that from, if we were having a conversation with a child or another person, or let's say that person doesn't speak a lot of English, but understands a lot of English, right? Sometimes they may say one or two words. We could say to them, you know, certain things to let them know. So first of all, thank you for sharing this with me, acknowledging what they're telling you. And usually when we acknowledge, whether it's one word or whether it's a feeling or things like that, it actually expands the energy of the conversation. And sometimes an animal may want to talk about it because sometimes they just need to be heard. And sometimes that's enough because nobody's ever taken the time to listen to them before, right? So it's kind of like asking, the art of asking questions. So it's kind of like, okay, this animal is sharing something. And usually if it's something that, like, let's say they're happy, but they're just saying cheese or play or something like that, I might like answer and say, cheese, wow, do you like cheese? What is it about cheese? Right. So I'll just start asking questions and then they'll bring something else forward. They'll give you this feeling of like what it tastes like in their mouth, or they'll be like, you know, chasing that toy or whatever. And it'd be like, it really feels like you're having a lot of fun right now. Does that toy bring you a lot of fun? And that's how the conversation gets going. I just keep asking questions, right? If it's something that is more sensitive, maybe it's something emotional that this animal is bringing forward, and they're bringing forward a lot of sadness or some pain or some trauma, I always find that when I tell them, thank you for talking to me about this, I'm so sorry that this happened, I'm here to listen, and if there's anything you want to tell me, and if I can help you in any way, I'm here. And then that all of a sudden, it expands, and they're able to bring whatever it is forward. If I don't understand what they mean, I'll ask them. I'll be like, can you explain what that means? Or if they say sad, can you tell me what sad means to you? Like, what does that mean? And then they'll say, you know, such and such, or this or that. And I'll be like, yeah, I would feel sad too if that happened. And I just acknowledge and ask another question. I acknowledge and ask another question. And then it continues to flow. So if this was a person that kept saying these things to you, you would probably ask questions or say, you know, I'm not sure I understand. Can you explain that word for me? You can do the same thing with animals and they'll continue to talk. So if they say something and you don't know what it means, you can let them know that you hear them, but you're not sure what that means and you want to help. Can they help you understand that more? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. I think I was getting in my head too much, that I was too afraid to ask the wrong questions, that I wasn't asking the question.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
it makes perfect sense, because you've been getting, you have the gift of being able to help a lot of animals that are in need of certain things. And sometimes when that comes forward, like, I remember, I'll just use a personal example. When I really started opening up with that, because I tend to find a lot of animals that are in need, they'll bring messages forward for me in that way. A lot of traumas, a lot of emotional things that they're ready to shift and heal, or they're very confused about. And I remember going, I just felt overwhelmed because I didn't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. Like, all of it started coming. And it's like, well, what do I do? It's kind of like remembering that we are here to listen and hold space for them. They're bringing it forward to us for a reason. And so I like how you said, it's kind of like, we need to move out of our heads because we do. It's very easy to get overwhelmed. It's very normal to feel that way and not know how to do it. But when we can kind of move that to the side and say, this is coming forward for a reason, how can I help? Then the answers start to flow through. And sometimes we can't change the situation, But we can tell them how sorry we are that they're going through that. And we're not saying sorry as in we're feeling sorry for them. We're doing it through empathy, right? So it's like, I'm so sorry that you're feeling this way. How you're feeling is very, let me back up. How you're feeling is valid. And I want you to know that I'm here. I'm here to listen. And you can share whatever it is that you need. And if you feel that you can't help them, you can let them know that. And it's not like, I'm sorry, I can't help you, right? It's not like that, but it's more of acknowledging and letting them know. Let me see if I can give you an example. I'm working right now with kind of the sensitive topics that come up, but there was a bird. He felt like a parrot or some sort of cockatoo or something like that. And he reached out because I kept hearing in my head, Coco, speak, Coco, speak, speak, Coco, speak. And I'm like, I could not have it go out of my head. So finally I said, who is Coco? And then I got this bird, this large bird in a big cage, being fed berries that were poisonous, not on purpose, but being fed berries. And his family went to bed and he was dying, right? So all I hear is Coco speak, Coco speak. So I'm like, and very panicked Coco speak. So I'm like, who is Coco? And then I get Coco and he shows me, you know, a large bird. He shows me the cage. I feel like he's far away, like some other country. And so I just said, Coco, I can hear you, but I don't know what's happening. Can you help me understand? So again, asking that question, letting him know I hear him. And then Coco speak, and then feeling very sick. So I said, Coco, I'm here to help, but I don't know how I can help you yet. Can you show me or tell me what you need? Right? So I just kept asking questions, but I did so in a way to tell him I'm here and I can hear you. So then we moved to the next step. Then we moved to the next step. So basically, he just wanted somebody to be with him while he passed. And therefore, I was able to hold that space. But I didn't know if I didn't ask those questions, but also to let him know that I'm here and I hear him. Do you know what I mean? Like, does that make sense? And I find that once they know that you're there, wow, once they know that they're being heard, they will continue to give you what you need. If they're scared, though, sometimes, you know, it may be a little choppy, and that's okay. Because you can say, I know you're scared. Feel me here. And usually what I'll do is I'll say, do you feel this? And I'll send that. Remember, Pat, you and I did the little heart ping? Well, I'll do a very gentle heart ping, but I'll do one of love to let them know, feel me here. Can you feel that? And then as soon as they can tap into that, then they'll be able to share. So it's kind of like, it's like working with somebody who's human in a traumatic moment. You wouldn't be like, blah, 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 all over. You'd be calm with them. You let them know, right? So it's just kind of, do you know what I mean? And then again, if it, like I talked with a kitty once and she was like all happy and everything, but she was kind of like, yes. Yes, what? Yes. And she kind of like giggly, and I'm like, can you help me understand what yes means? And she's like, happy. She put her energetic paw out, happy. I was like, oh, that's so nice. But because she was so gentle, I wasn't like, oh, you're happy, oh, that's great, what does happy look like, right? I'd be like, oh, like I would match that gentleness, right? Oh, happy, what does happy mean to you? Toys. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and so it'd be like, toys. Oh, tell me about your toys. What about your toys? Like, say how, so when you can kind of match their energy that they're bringing through, it'll help things flow. Then there's a section here where it talks about our inner parts. Has anybody done parts work before? So we are us, right? But we also have these inner parts that are still us, but they're different parts of us, right? We have that part of us that maybe was hurt when we were 5 and something really happened. When I was 4 years old, something happened to me and I was I told myself, or I learned, that I'm not safe in this world, right? I brought that part forward with me, and that five-year-old is still a part of me, right? I also have an aspect of me that is very protective and will not allow that five-year-old to be bullied or hurt. So when things come out in my life that bring forward that five-year-old feeling like she's being bullied, that protector comes out of me and still is me, but is a part or an aspect of me that comes forward to protect that other part of me. So it sounds like we're schizophrenic here, but we're not, right? So it's like all these inner parts come forward. And sometimes when we feel blocked, or we feel like there are things that we're creating barriers because we just can't seem to move through them when communicating or hearing an animal, we can ask ourselves, what's coming up for me right now? And what part of me is trying to protect or take over or become a critic about, or things like that? So this kind of gives you, you know, we've got a protector, which is kind of like the controller. We've got the critic or a judge within us. We've got an image consultant. Always got to make sure things are, you know, we're dressed the right way and that everything's the right, and got all the right different instruments that we need and, you know, things like that. We all have these parts within us. So it's kind of getting to know these parts within us and then putting it all together and realizing that we will make mistakes, and what mistakes will bring forward for us can really be a wonderful experience in the bigger picture. And so just kind of get used to, or become familiar and just identify with those parts. And then if you find that you can identify, and maybe, you know, the image consultant, maybe that name doesn't resonate with you. Maybe you want to call her someone else. You know, I have somebody, she's 13, that 13 aspect of me, and I call her the rebel because she's totally rebellious. And, you know, so feel free to name those parts. Bringing those parts into awareness for when you communicate with animals, so that you know when you start to have a challenge in what's coming up for you, you can identify with who's coming forward and how you can work with them to be able to break that through and hear that animal's message. Does that make sense? This is just, you know, those of us that have worked and did parts work, you can go really deep with it. I'm not meaning to go deep here. It's just more to help us understand why we get stuck sometimes, right? And how we can work with those parts of us to become unstuck. And then also page 41, that plexercise, when you're out and about, if you see an animal and that animal wishes to engage with you, do that exercise with them and see how that goes. Open your world to the wonderful things that they can bring forward for you. Have fun with this. Become curious with this. And ask them to be your teachers. Yeah. So if you need anything throughout the week, just reach out. Next week, we'll connect and we'll see where everything goes. And then let's continue this forward. And we'll bring these next 2 weeks to a real fun time together.